I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 5:30.
It is 35 degrees.
So far, excellent speeds on all of our freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth. Our top story this half hour, the investigation continues this morning in Roy after another deadly small plane crash.
There's airplane parts all over the tops of the houses.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who has the latest in the KSL 24-hour news center. John?
Yeah, Amanda, just after 3 yesterday, the plane went down in a Weber County townhome neighborhood, which is near 50th South and Airport Road in Roy. Officials say the 64-year-old pilot David Good took off from Sky Park Airport in Bountiful and was supposed to land at the Ogden-Hinkley Airport. Officials say Good was alone in the plane and they still don't know what caused it to go down. Witnesses driving down I-15 claim they saw the plane turn abruptly and then fall from the sky, followed by a plume of smoke. No other injuries were reported in the accident. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Our live team coverage continues now with KSL TV's Ashley Mosier, who says some neighbors are now asking for changes.
5 crashes now since 2017, and the reason for each of those crashes different for each situation. But now residents say, you know, they fear that this might happen, some even questioning if they want to continue living here.
An aviation expert says the neighborhood appears to be sort of a magnet for these accidents, but stresses the airport was there before the neighborhood was built around it.
It's a weather now with Grant Wayman. Very strong winds kicking up about midday ahead of a storm that moves in during the overnight hours tonight.
The winds picking up means a storm is on its way, folks, and we do expect snow to begin really early tomorrow morning. Before the morning drive, it looks like we'll still be in the thick of it and then tapering off by later in the morning. The good news is that it looks like it clears out by noon Friday. And so for Friday afternoon through the weekend, it actually looks pretty nice. The temperatures will bounce back up to around 40 or so, which should help to melt off some of that valley snow that we get today.
Grant says the valleys could get 1 to 3 inches out of this storm, while the mountains could be in store for as much as a foot.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The group Stand Up America is expected to be aggressively courting Utah Senator Mitt Romney in an effort to get his vote in favor of removing President Trump from office.
Will Mitt Romney stand up to Donald Trump and uphold his oath of office? That's what an email flyer from the self-proclaimed progressive advocacy organization asked. The group will spend more than $300,000 on digital organizing efforts nationally and will target other senators, including Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Jeff Manchin of West Virginia. Stand Up America says they will use tactics, including driving constituents to visit Senate offices, including Senator Romney's, and launching a volunteer-driven, peer-to-peer texting campaign in Utah. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Senators are sworn in today for the impeachment trial. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the U.S. Senate, it will be sworn in as impeachment jurors this afternoon ahead of the articles being read by House managers. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy noted after Speaker Pelosi signed the transmittal orders yesterday.
Asked what a Senate acquittal would mean, she said it didn't matter. The president is impeached forever.
The actual trial begins next week. Meanwhile, the Senate expected to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement today for trade, the day after President Trump signed phase one of a trade deal with China. The Delta Airlines plane that sprayed jet fuel on school kids in Southern California did not have permission from the tower to dump fuel.
Okay, so you don't need to hold the dump fuel or anything like that? Negative. We'll be requesting runway 25 right.
A request to dump fuel would have the tower send the plane to a specified location. 31 kids were treated for exposure. And an Amber Alert led to the rescue of an 11-year-old girl in Springfield, Massachusetts. Charlotte Moshe was abducted after getting off the school bus, then was rescued unharmed. State police give her credit.
It's amazing. I can't believe how strong she was dealing with this.
The kidnapper was captured. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A 16-year-old Houston high school student has been charged with manslaughter after a deadly shooting. Prosecutors say the boy accidentally shot and killed his friend inside their high school's ROTC room on Tuesday. The boy ran off and was arrested several hours later. He's been charged now as a minor.